thing on it. Huh, yeah, that's all that she wanted. But when I find them, I fuck them and I de-zump them. Because you know I don't love them, never say I do. Gotta stay true. My daddy was a player, so I'm a player too. Now I'm fucking with you, I done lost my boo. The one that stayed true when it wasn't no you. Putting money on my books when I needed a look. And never came at me like dollars a hook. And when the homies try to cut, she would let them fuck. And when your hunger let me hit, that fuck shit up. And now I'm constantly thinking, sliding in my Lincoln. Bitches on the side of me, smiling and winking. But I ain't winking, got a nigga drinking. Thinking about the brawl that I lost last weekend.
Why find a cow?
I thought you knew, like me and any other dude in my crew. We bump those, now it's your turn. Tell me, little homie, when will you learn? I had to let it burn like Usher by wearing ATL, a real bone crusher. She was my main dough, one satisfied with my name on her ankle. She wanted to be the rubber band of the bankroll and not just be another notch in my belt. And now we're sacrificing to the game that you playing when all the little mamas know your name and they saying it. She, girl, you playing with G's. Now listen to the words that I'm saying with D's. Got it so milky, feel me? Milk is chilling, but you can't milk me, girl.
Why buy the cow if you can get that milk for free?
That girl they call Cheyenne, but she be acting brand new.
Why'd you say that?
Cause she wouldn't give a player like me no rap. I seen her walking down the street and I just had to speak. B-A-G from the LBC. And she said so, I said so. Baby, don't you know? Badass got fans all over the globe as Mr. President. Sophisticated gangster, and as far as I know, ain't nobody great. I had women and let them in. Did their friends messed up a couple of good relationships? So I smoke, take a walk to clear my thoughts. She keep calling, but I don't wanna talk. I know I messed up, but what you did got us finished. How you gon' Twitter all my business?
Why buy the cow if you be getting that milk for free? You see, I got a story about the way I used to be.
What's up, party people? And the place to be is Cousin Mercy, reminding you to make sure you check out Westside Wednesdays, brought to you every Wednesday evening on the Jesus Radio Blog Talk Show. Thanks to all our sponsors, BGP Media, 3 Cadillac, BD Harrison, One World Magazine. We are looking forward to seeing you there. Westside Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by the real famous Jesus Show. See ya.
Hey, yo, what up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the world-famous Westside Wednesdays radio show with your host, with the most, Big G Lou. I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Miss Queen Jean. We are back for another episode. It's the 17th of January, people, 2024. And you know we back, I think, with our first interview of the year. And it's going to be a classic, I'm telling you. Trust me on that. The homie's here already, but let me go ahead and introduce my co-host, Miss Queen Jean. What up, Queen?
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Doing great. Blessed. highly favored. How you doing tonight?
No complaints. It's the 17th already. Ooh wee. Yes.
Ooh wee.
Yeah.
It's moving fast.
Already. Absolutely. But nevertheless, we are here above the soil. All praise due to the Most High. Excuse me. Definitely excited about the show to hear the journey. So yeah, West Side Wednesday's first conversation
West.
Of the year.
And guess what, Queen?
Absolutely.
The crazy part, excuse me, it's West Side Wednesdays, you know, but we taking it to the east side tonight. You know, a place you're familiar with as well. You know what I mean? Long Beach, the east side of Long
Absolutely.
Beach to be exact. And you know, another
exact
part too, and I'm going to let you go ahead, and I'm going to let you introduce him. But crazy part is too, I think a couple weeks ago when the homie's album dropped, you were the first one to text me and send me the album, like, you know, share it with me. Hey, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, okay, cool. And then it just manifested to where, you know, we chopped it up again and made it happen. So it's all a beautiful thing how this happened. But I want to give shots to you as well because, you know, you, like I said, when
Thank
the homie
you.
First dropped his joint, you know what I mean, you sent it to me. So that was love as well. So it came full circle, Queen. So, you know, I'll let
and
you
I
do the
And I think that
honor.
Was January the 7th is when that dropped. I'm pretty
yes.
sure that's the date. But yes. So without further ado, let's not keep this legend waiting any longer. We do have the amazing, legendary Technique from Long
Technique.
Beach, LBC. Technique, ain't that such a unique name? Technique. Hey.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm here. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
We can hear you.
Oh, that's what's up. I'm plugged in. How y'all doing, man?
You are plugged in. We are fine. It's good to have you on the show again. I believe we did have you on here before. We had conversation before. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No doubt,
yes,
man.
We did.
It's always an honor and a pleasure to be here, to be considered to, you know, to be in your space and to share the platform, you know?
Yes, sir.
Also, off the rip, I just want to give y'all another salute and commend y'all on the just the overall consistency and just delivering that real, you know, to the people
right.
and having that outlet that that folks could tap into and just get that real, man. We living in a whole different world right now, so to be able to to tap into something that, you know, that come from that genuine cloth and that real air, man, you know, the pleasure's all mine,
yes,
man, to be here for sure.
Thank you, Technique.
Thank
That's
you,
an
Larry.
Honor coming from you, brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an honor.
Humbly accept that.
Yes,
thank
man.
You so much.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Technique, first, I mean, we know who you are. You know, I just want to just do this for the people who may be listening or hear this later that may not know just who you are, and we're going to get into all that, but just give if you would, a proper introduction for yourself and let the people know who we have on here. I mean, they heard me say Technique, Long Beach, all that, but, you know, maybe some people who may not know. So why don't you tell the people who you are, homie?
Yeah, my name is Technique. You know, I'm one of the original, at the time, the youngest and founding members of the LBC crew, a group that, you know, put together by Big C Style and Big Snoop Dogg, and, you know, consisting of myself, Trey D, Lil C Style, Badass, in South Central, you know, with the breakout single "Beware of My Crew," that's had a real long-standing tenure in the hip-hop world.
Whew.
You know, we still
yes.
on the West Coast. You know, they still skating and low riding, and, you know, vibing to that thing, man, for years on end. So this is really a blessing to be a part of that, you know, significant part of history. Which was also
right.
included on the Martin movie soundtrack to Martin Lawrence
Thin Line.
Movie soundtrack to Thin Line Between Love and Hate. which was an awesome soundtrack, classic piece of material as well. So, you know, we definitely came up, you know, and grabbed on to the horns of that early West Coast restructuring, you know, with the Death Row era and moving on to many other areas of hip hop that came out of the West Coast, being influential.
Right.
I'm not just a rapper, but also a writer. I, you know, wrote and performed with some of the biggest acts out here on the West Coast to date. So it's all been a magical journey, man, and an honor and a privilege to be a part of this thing called hip hop on the West Coast.
Beautiful, beautiful. Technique, I want to ask you, brother, just piggybacking off of this before we move off, you know, who you are and getting into the story, but to be a part, you know, 25 years, I don't know how many years later, but just to know, and it's a crazy, too, let me add this. I posted that video today, too, because, again, like you said, Beware of My Crew is just always, I don't think ever goes out of rotation. You could put that on and it's gonna get the party or wherever you're doing and people going to rock to it, right? But I'm just looking
right
at the video, man. You were so young, you know, everyone was young then, you know, but you
right
just obviously were the youngest, and it's just crazy to look at that, you know, see you so young, brother. But how does it feel? You just spoke on it, but just to know that if you don't do anything else, and you've continued to put out a lot of music and classics and all that, but just to know if nothing else is said or done, you know you are in history with that song. And like you said, that song right there, and you know, it's just, you know, worldwide, you know, just to know you have that part in history, you know, how does that feel to you, you know, as a young brother then to full circle now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's a dope question because I've definitely had time to reflect. And like you said, life comes full circle at a certain point. I'm going to be honest,
right,
during that time, bro, it was nothing for me but rap. Like, I rapped. I was I'm a hip-hop baby, you know what I mean? I came up
right
in the 80s, you know what I mean? I remember the founding, you know, host of Rap City and all of that, you know what I mean?
Right.
So from that
right
point on, like, it was nothing but hip-hop for us. So to actually walk into that reality, I don't even think we really understood, you know, the significance of it at the time. You know, it was more so like, yo, this is what we supposed to be. This is what it's like an athlete, you know what I mean? If an athlete, let's say a football player, makes it to the NFL, you know, fresh out of high school type deal, I'm quite sure that they happy to be there, but that's what they train for, you know what
right
I mean, too, for that particular moment. So it wasn't until, you know, years later, you know, now that I have, you know, children at that age and size, and I'm looking and I'm like, yo, bro, we was on a whole different vibe, you know. I was, you know,
right,
14, 15 years old to be able to step into that. I don't even think I was, my mind was mature enough to grasp the concept of what we were actually doing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, right.
I still remember sitting at the 95 Source Awards, you know, in the Death Row section, you know, looking at,
oh, you were there
all
that night,
legends. Yes, sir.
I didn't know that.
You know, Biggie and all of them, and you know, looking at all of the performances that went on, and you
right
know, not even really realizing that how big of a moment that actually was. So, you know,
right,
I had to really grow into the understanding of what we were doing, because you're moving
right
fast. You're young,
right,
and you're
right
moving fast. I spoke
right
to Mac 10 maybe like a year ago, and we had a quick moment of reflection, like, damn, we was doing so much work, we weren't even realizing, you know, how much work we was actually putting in at the
right
time. It was just get it done,
right,
you know what I'm saying? So
right, you weren't looking for the
really
highlights at that point.
Right, right. So now to be able to sit back and be like, damn, you know, it's my son would get at me like, bro, like, you did this, this, and this. Like, he'll send me links. And I'm like, damn, I forgot all about that. You know what I'm saying? But, man, praise be to the Most High.
That part, how does your son, one more thing on this, how does your son feel? Because I'm looking at the video like, you know, that was old, but you were obviously young, you know, the youngest one. How does your son's feel, look at, what you know, when they see that video? Or do they even understand how important that song is and how classic it is?
Now they do. Now they do. I actually
okay
got a son that's he's in college right now. He's actually taking videography and film classes for his own.
Congratulations.
You know, his own. Thank you. And for his own career. But
right.
In that, you know, he's kind of made me his case study. So he like, yo, man, I got a documentary I'm putting together on you. I'm like, yo, that's wild. You know what I'm saying? But it's,
right.
It's a beautiful thing because now they're starting to see things. And like, even for them, it was normal because I always kept them with me. I'm in a, you know,
right,
they're
right.
in the studio all the time with me. I'm getting into it with their moms behind it. But it's like, hey, you know,
right.
they with dad, you know, we working all night, so they don't really got no bedtime or nothing. We just getting it in, you know. But,
right, right.
You know, so for them, a lot of it was normal. They didn't know nothing else.
Right.
And now that they're getting older, they're starting to see, like, damn, bro, like, we, you know, that's different. Like, that's not the normal,
right.
the normal lifestyle for the average person.
Right, 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 right.
Straight
wow. Another thing I want to ask you, brother, how was it, like, for you, did you know, because I knew, well, I guess some, I knew, you know, and I'm sure people know now, but even way back then, being that you were the youngest out of the bunch, there was something always special about you, technique, and, you know, obviously it shows now because you're, you know, the things you do and the man you are, but back then it seems like you already knew, even though you were so young, because I even heard stuff about even with the group you weren't down with because you were a little more educated and knew what you wanted. But being the youngest of the crew that time, you were special then. Was this something always embedded in you, or was it different then and you grew into that, or did you always know you were special in that? Because you just were, bro. You know, the stuff you rapped about, if people really listened, even back then your raps were pretty deep. And then you being the youngest of the crew, you didn't follow, obviously. You never started gangbanging, none of that. You know what I mean? So it's like,
right.
obviously, you were special, technique. Like, what was it about
right.
you? You know, what was that, bro, about you, if you can answer that?
You know, other than having solid men around me, I experienced death early of one of my first heroes, which was my big bro. You know,
okay.
and just dealing with that, I probably was around 9 years old, and it kind of it's one of those things that never goes away. But
right,
you know, like, all right, I'm still here, so I gotta push. You know what I mean? And I share this sometimes with some of the brothers that's like the youngsters I'd be around. I'd be like, yo, man. When we were young, I didn't see life past 17, 18, or 21 by the time I got my...
Right.
So we lived fast at that time. You got to think, this is
right.
coming out of the 80s into the 90s.
Right.
You know, for anybody that's
right.
from the West,
yeah.
from that L.A. soil or anywhere,
serious,
L.A., Compton, Long Beach, you know that it was a whole different time frame out there.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean? So I was like, shit, I got to get my living out the way now because ain't no telling
right.
when that day going to come. So blessed
right.
to be able to hit that 40 mark. You know, it's like, yo, wow, like it's a much greater reflection to go back and also a testimony to be able to share to the youngsters that like, hey, yo, you know, don't crash out, you know, because we could have easily crashed out at any time. We came up in a time where, you know, you couldn't talk about it if you ain't living. You know what I mean?
Right, right,
so,
right, right. Facts.
Everything was really, really real. And, you know, with losing my big brother, you know, I looked at guys around his age group as my big brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right.
you know, from Snoop to Lil C Style to Badass to Big Style, like them was like my uncles and my brothers, you know. And I
right.
was, even being a shorty, you know, I had a little bit more apprehensive because I had, you know, got hit, you know, felt that death hit so close to home early. So I moved
right.
a little bit. I took it a little bit more. Not saying that they didn't take it serious, but I took my survival a little bit serious. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I had to get
right.
through. But on the same note, even though I took it serious, I knew that I got to enjoy it while I can because ain't no telling how long it's going to last. So that's just speaking to the mind frame of the young, you know, the adolescents and the teenagers that was coming up in the 90s.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? Because it was
right.
it was a lot of my
it
peers.
It was a lot.
You know? Yeah, we was losing them fast.
It was a lot,
you know,
then.
Either going to that,
yeah.
either going to the pen or to the grave. So to be able to, you know, rise above that, you know, has been a great blessing and a recognizing, you know.
Right, right. Let me ask you one more thing, and I'm going to turn it over to Queen briefly because I know she may have a couple questions before we even move forward. But still speaking on the LBC crew, one more thing, as we reflect back on the legendary, you know, stuff you guys did just in that time frame was just amazing. And, you know, the LBC crew, because the album never came out later, but at that time it never officially came out. As you reflect back, do you regret or do you feel like, how do you feel about the whole LBC crew and then not coming out or coming out, or how do you feel at that time? Do you regret anything? You wish it would have been different? And coming full circle again, just like we're speaking about death, the grave, prison, you know, we lost a few key figures to the LBC crew as well. You know, Badass, rest in peace, Lil C Style, you know, gone away. You know what I mean? So you're seeing these things and witnessing them in real time. And then then just the crew, how, you know, everything's changed. Obviously, C Style, the things he's been through, and Snoop, you know, everything, how everything just kind of, you know, I don't know, comes full circle in 2024. How do you feel about the LBC crew as you reflect back as a whole?
I'm grateful, man. Overall, you know, the one thing about this life is real. You better believe it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Good, bad, or indifference. Life is real. You know what I mean? So, we've had major successes. We had major disappointments at times. You know what I'm saying? But that's just like, you know, going back to that old football thing, NFL. You know what I mean? Look at some of the greatest teams. They've had great victories, and you know what I'm saying? They've also suffered the agony of defeat in certain aspects of the word. The rap game
right.
is no different. You know what I'm saying? When you're dealing with this with the rap game and you're dealing with real individuals that don't come from a certain level of structure and finance and all of these things that make successful businesses. When you factor all those things in, man, you know, I learned to take the good with the bad, but, you know, to still be standing at this point and know that we all got that date with destiny, you know what I'm saying? I don't regret it all. I don't regret any of it because it's the story. It's the, you know, you watch a movie, it's the story of the movie that makes the movie. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, free little style, you know, long live badass, you know. Them is my bros, and we really came through it. You know what I'm saying? Good, bad, or indifferent. We really experienced something that is so polarizing to the world that it'll probably never happen again. You know what I'm saying? It's,
right.
Here it
That's
is.
A fact.
Pac been gone since 96, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 96.
Yeah.
So Big
yeah.
been gone since 97, and you
yeah.
hear a conversation about him every day. They still
every
talk,
day.
You know. It's still a story about Death Row and who did what and this and that and who was this and
right,
this and that.
Right.
It's all ways being
right.
talked about. And it's crazy because even though I was there through a large part of it, I'm still learning stuff about what was going on with the whole, you know, with the whole Death
right.
Row era and everything that
right.
was, you know, behind the doors, behind the scenes that we wasn't really privy to, but we were
right.
still players. And one thing I would like to say, because I don't ever see nobody really put that out there, you know, and this ain't in no defense or nothing, but we never seen the West Coast moving the way it was when Death Row was in
That's
full functioning power.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean?
That's
you
a
know,
fact. I say the same,
yeah.
Tech. Not just let me cut, because I was speaking on this recently, right, and as bad as, too, like you said, a lot of that shit was then and the faulty shit and all that. But at the same time, like you said, you never seen it like that, how it was then. And sometimes I wish some of that shit was it fucked up as it was back then. Some of that stuff I wish was still here because, as you know now, shit is all out of whack, man, especially on the West Coast,
right.
bro. And it's like a lot of that shit definitely would not have been going on at that time. So it's like
right.
like you said, you know.
You know, I remember being a youngster, man, going into Death Row Studios. You know, most likely me and June Dog, you know, we would push up in there. We was the youngsters, by the way. And, you know,
right.
you got You got Compton, Long Beach, L.A. You got somebody from anywhere liable to be red, blue. It don't matter, you know. But they was all in the building. All of the cities was eating. Everybody was
right.
Pretty much, you know, something positive was coming out. So to the world, though, everybody don't know how to deal with the inner city Bloods and Crips and all of the, you know, the different denominations of the sets. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the fact that existed and matured to, you know what I'm saying, a couple hundred million dollar company or whatever the case may
right.
be, you know, shout out to all of the artists and all that. But if you know, understand the machine itself, you know, it was a unifying time. You know, it was the first
right.
time that you ever seen unity, even in its dysfunction. It's the first time you ever seen the West Coast really unify like that in business outside.
We ain't seen
it
since.
Right.
We ain't seen it since, though. Keep
it
real.
Now, I gotta say, there's been many, can't just say it haven't existed since then, because guess what?
Right.
Come 97, 99, 2000, you know, when I was signed to Who Banging Records, it was very reminiscent. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about
right.
everything from Inglewood to South Central LA, to Linwood, to Compton, to Long Beach. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
And
right.
Everybody was together moving. You know what I'm saying? So Mac 10 did an awesome job with putting that putting that Who Banging machine together during a time
right.
when, you know, Big had got killed, Pac had died, you know, hip-hop game was messed up. So
right.
when he put the recipe together, you know what I'm saying, that consisted of everything from everywhere. And, you know, that
Mac
was probably the second
it.
Time. Right.
Yeah, shout
so
out
I
to
would
Mac.
Like to put this on record. Yeah, shout out to Mac 10, but I would like to put this on record, right? As far
right.
as technique is concerned, I've been a part of every unified West Coast movement. Whether it been Death Row and affiliation there, whether it been Who Banging Records, or
and you fuck
Black
with Game
Wall
too,
Street.
Didn't you? I was about
yeah.
to say that. I forgot you rocked with Game too for a minute. Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So everything we always been pushing, and I'm putting this on record because a lot of people don't really be understanding me. You know what I'm saying? As an artist,
right,
and what
right.
I represent. Or even as just a, in general as a man, you know, even coming out of Long Beach, I've always pushed with the unification aspect and understanding that we stronger together than we are divided. You
right.
know what I mean? So I just want to put that
right.
on record, and my track record speaks it. Shout
bro,
out to
you,
Pops
you,
too, because he's the one who put it in there.
Hey, I knew yeah. it was someone. That's why I asked earlier. I think we spoke about that before, but shout out to your Pops. You obviously have a strong foundation, bro. You know what I mean? And you're continuing that on with your sons and your family. So just salute to you on being a real man, Technique. Like, I always just respected that about certain dudes I look at, you know, since we're speaking on Long Beach, I always looked at you that way as just a real man, homie. Like, no other shit. Like Lil Bam, too. You know what I mean? Certain individuals are just different, bro. You know what I mean? From that Long Beach cloth. And you're one of them, bro. So always just always respected you, Technique. You know what I mean? So salute to you on that. And one more thing. I know I said I was the last. One more thing on the LBC crew. Rest in peace, Badass and Free, Lil Style. But you guys also got to come full circle, you know, some years back, you know, before Bad passed and Lil Style went away. You guys got to, you know, full circle and do a project again. I don't know what really happened with the whole momentum and all that, but you guys got to do it again. How did that feel, man, to come full circle with your brothers again and do it again, bro?
Man, it was like riding a bike. You know what I'm saying? We one thing I can say, you know, as far as going through that Snoop Dogg training camp, man, and that Dogg Pound training camp over there at Death Row, man, we spent summers in the studio together. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm talking about going in at in the daytime and coming back out when the sun back up, you know what I mean?
Right.
Leaving only to go get food or take a shower and come back to the studio, you know, and
right.
just being so young in that type of process, it's one of those things that when we came back together, we already knew. We already had
right.
the formula together. So it was nothing to get in there and create. And we do got some real classic pieces that we've been sitting on. Damn near like the Michael Jackson vault.
But
you know, at the time, just not really understanding the changing and the climbing of the business at the time. And, you know, it was starting to move away from what we were accustomed to as far as, you know, getting a record deal, going to, you know, pitching an album and this and that. It was more like, nah, y'all got to actually put this out yourselves and, you know, create some form of infrastructure. And, you know, and put your machine in motion. This is when a lot of things were transitioning over into the digital realm, changing at that time.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
You know, you get caught up in that without having a proper team to move. It could definitely halt that process. So, the beauty of now is that, you know, there's unlimited outlets and resources for us to, you know, to put the music out. And that's what I'm getting back to, which is why I just dropped the first season of Patience of God.
Already a classic. Yes, sir.
Appreciate that, man.
Already. I've been banging that all day, bro. You know, just getting prepared. I banged it, you know, obviously a couple weeks ago when it came out. But I've been on it all day, and it's just more songs. I'm really liking more, you know, certain ones. And this album is different because at first I listened to it. You know, I'm going to be real. The first couple times I listened, I was trying to find where, because technique, I'm only saying this because I know what you come from, right? You know how you used to get out. Like, you were always, and I want to ask you, too, about that name. You know, obviously it's technical, you know, I don't know. But you were always a serious lyricist, homie, and a wordsmith. So even, you know, I'm listening to the new one, trying to figure out the direction and what you had going on. And it took me a few times, I think more so today when I was really listening, and I really started to get it now, you know, because obviously you were able to transform and do different things. And, you know, because we're in 2024, we're not in 96, we're not in 2000. So I get it, you know, so I understood finally today what you were doing. And I was like, damn, you know, because some of those songs are deep, bro. You know what I mean? But I didn't get it at first because your style is so different now, opposed to, you know, because again, you come from that, you know what I mean, bro? I used to spit, like, and for you to, you know, change it up. And I finally got it. And I'm like, damn, technique, you know what I mean? You did that, bro. So I just had to tell you that, how I, over time, learned how to respect this new album you put out, The Patience of God, you know. So I want to throw that in there. Then I'm going to turn it over to Queen because I know she got some stuff for you.
No, I appreciate that, bro. We got to chop it up that one, too. Yeah, because it's
– Yes, sir.
Just really –
We're going to play the album. We're going to play the album shortly, but go ahead.
All right, no doubt. But I just want to say it's season one. We're going to give you seasons. So, you know, what you're hearing by you saying, you know, switching it up and, you know, used to me, it was too easy for me to come that way. You know what I mean? So I'm like, let me just – allow me to reintroduce myself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then from there on out, you know, for whoever still tapped in, because this is really for the technique band. You know what I mean? Like, this whole series is going to be like, come on, grow with me. You know?
Right. So you get what
grow
I'm saying, though, now
gonna
then?
Go somewhere. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
I appreciate
amazing,
that.
Amazing, though. Amazing job. Amazing job, though, bro. The album is hard. Queen Jean, you there?
Patient of God, season one, that speaks of trials and tribulations. Very deep, very deep LP that you put out there. Also, I just want the people to marinate on the good, the bad, and the indifference. You have to marinate on that to really get the depth of what it means. So salute to you for putting that out there. My dad used to say that all the time as well. Yeah, and my dad is, you know, they come from the era of the 30s, but to hear you say that. But what I've always gotten from you, from watching how you move, from your videos and listening to you speak, you have a very old soul, and I'm sure you've been told that plenty of times, but you have an old soul. You are special. I'm not going to give your government name, but your first name is a biblical name, and that's a very, powerful name. So you were born to be just who you are, And this is only the middle. This is only the middle of where you're going to go. People say the beginning. This is the middle of where you're going to proceed to go. So salute to you. You come from a legacy of goodness. There is a senior, a junior, and a third. So, wow, how the legacy is going to continue. You were speaking on your son, doing what he's doing. The legacy is already in motion. So all praise to the Most High for that. Also, I know that you come from a background of being Baptist, but you now are with Noah. Does that have a lot to do with discipline? Because you speak so well, and you, when you speak, I can only see you standing tall, 10 toes solid. Like,
yes,
not
ma'am.
Wobbling, but like solid placed in the pavement. Is that from you switching over?
Definitely an attribute. Definitely an attribute. And, you know, as far as, you know, I believe that life's journey is an organic one. You know, like we talk about things coming full circle. You know what I mean? Like, when I converted and submitted to the path of Islam through the nation, it was from my upbringing spiritually as a Baptist, you know, Christian. So Christianity led me to Islam, you know, and in Islam we taught that, you know, a good Christian is a good Muslim, and a good Muslim is a good Christian, you know, and one would have to really understand the definition of each of these and not just what the stereotypical or cliche watered-down news station version is of what a Muslim is or what a Christian is, you know what I mean? You actually have to actually know the origin of these terms in order to understand what they mean. And a lot of people don't take the time out. They, you know, they don't take the time out to do the research or the knowledge for themselves in order to actually have a real comprehensive understanding of what it represents. So, yeah, I'm striving to be a Muslim, and that's one who submits his will to do God's will. You know, so hence, again, the title of the record, you know, Patience of God, because it's through God's patience with us that, you know, we're able to achieve anything. And we got to be patient with ourselves in order to get anything accomplished in this life. So, you know, it's all universal. I believe that there's one God. We believe that. And that's the God of all humanity. So, you know, but I had to go back and get an understanding of who I was as a black man coming up in America. So that's what the teachings that we're under represents. You know, that's what Master Farah Muhammad brought to the hells of North America, and what he raised the Honorable Elijah Muhammad up to teach and build the nation off of, which he taught, you know, Minister Farrakhan, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, and so on and so forth. You know, so we stand in the line of divine, you know, as far as some real mighty warriors on this soil in real time that we have actual scripture of to in testimony of that walk. So, you know, to ever be even mentioned amongst the greats, it'll be an honor, even if I'm at the bottom of the list, as long as I'm on it, inshallah.
I say. And also, listen, I just want to share a straight fact. This is going back to my family. I have a cousin, his name is Alquil Bashir, and I had came back from Germany for our grandfather's funeral, and I called him by his government name. I didn't know he had converted, like he just converted. And he set me straight, but in a respectful way. So my aunt had told me, like maybe 10 years ago before she passed, that it was hard for her to accept that he had converted and changed his name. So she was somewhat rebelling against it. But she said she knew, because that was her son, her baby boy, that she had to get the understanding of it to accept it. And she said that was the best thing that she could have ever done for herself.
Right.
to get the understanding of it. And to me, that was powerful. You know,
Definitely. The
understanding for herself to get the understanding, because it even changed her in some ways when she come from the religion of being a Catholic. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Mm. So yeah, most shout
think,
out to the Noah.
And that right there is to, you know, that's what the world got to come to. You know, we all got our differences, but you know, the petty
mm-hmm.
differences is what keeps us in peril. In most cases, but understanding, you know, the commonalities that exist, because your walk of faith is just that, you know, it's your path, it's the direction that you're gonna go. So if we all talking about, you know, we trying to get to God at the end of the day, you probably gonna take this freeway, I might take this freeway, but all roads lead to where it go. You know what I mean? So we,
yeah.
you know, focus on the differences, we're not going to get there. But if we focus on what the common goals and what, you know, what we do share in common, then we'll get there. And that right there, you know, removes a lot of the fears and the unnecessary tensions that exist amongst us. Because a lot of times it's fears of the unknown. Get to know your brother. You know what I'm saying? Get to know your homie.
Absolutely.
Get to know this
mm-hmm.
person. Once you get to know them, shit. You might get to know somebody and don't like them. Hell, at least you ain't got no question marks. I don't like you. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It is what it is.
I say. And then I'll just add one more thing I want to touch on. I know, let's talk about the VIP records because you have a big connection there. And also salute to Mr. Kevin Anderson. He was saluted. He was honored for 45 years for serving
Mr.
the Kelly. Community.
Yes,
yes, in the LBC. That's an iconic, historic place right there. I mean, everybody know the VIP. I remember when I used to drive, and I think I went in there a few times and got some music from the VIP. Sometimes I was a little bit like, oh, I don't want to go in, because it was always the brothers hanging out. That was the spot. I'm serious.
Yeah.
The brothers would just be hanging out there in front of the
VIP.
That's
why I say you got to get out. Got to hop out and say what's up to your bro, you know?
Absolutely. And that's what I did. I sure did, because I lived in Long Beach back and forth, you know. So I did. Because I said, now, if I want to get music, I can't travel all the way to DJ Records in L.A., so I'm happy to start hitting this VIP. And I did. And the vibe
right.
was always dope, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I would drive with her and be like, oh, my God, all these brothers hanging out here. I don't want them to see all this body, yada, yada, when I get out, when I had to get out.
Right.
Because you know they was going to be on you all quick.
And they was. And it was like, okay, you take care of yourself like a queen, you know what I'm saying?
That
You're
part.
Not a stuck-up person, so. You know,
right.
it was all good. So, yeah, I made it a habit of going there. So, yeah, give us your history on the VIP, because I know you have some history with the VIP.
My history of the VIP, I was blessed to be a baby coming in there with my pops when, you know, DJ Slice used to get his DJ on LC, Long Beach Most Wanted. You know, a lot of the DJs that, you know, Mr. Kelvin definitely created an environment for the talent and the upcoming to come and, you know, showcase their work. And also just, you know, it was also a great spot to come and get put on to what was going on throughout the nation as far as, or the world, really, musically. You know, I got put on to a lot of East Coast hip-hop from going to the VIP. And just being around that environment really helped, like, Motown, the vibe in the city of Long Beach, you know what I mean, as far as music was concerned. It was like the premier outlet for you to know, keep your ear to the streets on what was going on through the mixtapes.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you had a major sign artist that was dropping something, you could always go there and get those exclusives. So, It's a real, you know, monumental pillar as far as West Coast hip-hop in Long Beach in particular.
You know what I liked is that Beefy Loke had celebrated his birthday there. He had his chair sitting right there in that lot. at the VIP.
Yeah,
Beefy
Loke. I shared something, man. Me and Beefy Loke battled a long time ago. I probably had to been about 13 years old, man. And Beefy Loke.
Oh, wow.
You know, he was really locked in and working with Battle Cat and all of them. And
hey.
You know, we had a spit off on the stage in the parking lot of VIP. So, you know, that I'm just sharing, you know, little pieces that people might not understand or know how
Absolutely.
Connected the city is. You know what I mean?
Just I want to slide in briefly. Speaking on Beefy Loke, I'm glad you brought him up, Queen. But tell, like, some of these people, you know, that they've seen over the years and heard their names, but people like Beefy Loke, of course, like Big Style, we already know, but people like Beefy Loke probably doesn't, people don't know or get the credit. Like, how, you know what I mean? I know he's tapped in, but, you know, people don't know. Like, tell the importance of people like Beefy Loke that go way back and you knew him as a kid. And all the, I know a lot of people probably, he was their big homie and, you know, things that he's done and the importance of people like Beefy Loke, bro.
Yeah, well, you know, all of these guys that we will mention, these were sidewalk legends, so to speak.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people all the time, you know, when I got into the rap game, I didn't come in through no A&R or, you know, vice president of a company or, you know, like I said, A&R, somebody that would typically take artists to a record company and negotiate deals like that. I came in with my big homies from the community. You know what I
right.
mean? So all the
mm-hmm.
mostly everything that's connected to, you know, Long Beach came out of Long Beach by somebody who was actually somebody in the city. You know what I mean?
Right.
From whatever faction they might have been attached to, nonetheless, they were some men of respect that you know, that we didn't take no for an answer when we got up to Hollywood or wherever it was that they was doing the negotiations. So Beefy represents, you know, those cloths of guys that came up with the, you know, around the Domino era, the Battle Cat early on.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of intricate connections as far as, you know, the network of Long Beach artists in LA, West Coast hip hop artists in particular. It's a lot of moving parts to it. You know, so
mm-hmm.
I would say it's for everybody to do your due diligence and do your research, because you'll be surprised and excited by, you know, some of the things you find, you know, when you actually go and research the history of LA, West Coast, Long Beach, Compton hip hop. Yeah.
Right, right.
Okay, I think we need to get into some of this music.
We do. I want to bang this album because it's out
Absolutely.
Now. People need to hear it. They need to go get it if they haven't already downloaded it, whatever the case. I want to ask you one more thing, though, because when Queen was asking you about transitioning to, you know, the nation, you know, all the great work you've done, I want to ask you, did you ever, and maybe I missed it, but have you ever gotten down with the homie Cam? Because Cam pushes that line, too. But not only pushes the line, but he's also another dope-ass artist, bro. Lyricist that, you know,
mm-hmm.
Cam, I know he don't be tripping on nothing, but Cam is, like, incredible, man. Like, one of them gems
legendary.
We have that doesn't, you know, get out as much and put out as much because he ain't tripping on that. But have you guys ever gotten down, like, I would love to see an album with you and Cam, bro.
Definitely. And, you know, shout out to Big Bro, man, Brother Cam. He's definitely a big brother in more than one way as it pertains to, you know, just being a pioneer, the pioneer of this NOI hip hop. But
right.
also, you know, just a real pillar of wisdom, man, as far as somebody who didn't walk it for years,
mm-hmm.
man, with his, you know, on his own two feet with it.
Right.
So I definitely give a shot. But to answer your question, there's a project that we recorded called Fruit Pruno 2.
Okay.
That's definitely, it'll be resurfacing again, but it definitely did the old school out the trunk thing for the street. So L.A. got it for sure.
Okay.
But that project consists of myself, Brother Cam and spearheaded by Young Bruh, who's also over all of the production on the project. So it was produced by Young Bruh, who is West Coast Cam's younger brother. And he also, you know, we also put the records together. And, bro, it's a real classic piece. There is more to come, but you'll be hearing a digitally remastered version of that coming back out soon. So to answer your question, yes, I have had the honor and privilege to work with West Coast Cam.
Okay.
And while we're speaking on West Coast Cam, because I love him as well, his just him as his whole being, going to send out our sincere, deepest condolences to him and his family, because his father did
transition. Yes, sir.
He did. Thank you. Yeah, that's the word, transition. So we send out our deepest condolences to May your dad rise in power, you know. West Coast Cam, that brother is very deep. But, I was given a call, you unique technique. I don't know. I always put unique with you. But
I take it.
You guys are kind of, you know.
Rest in peace, unique, though. Rest in peace to unique. If you know, you know.
Oh, my God, for unique. But, you guys have a lot of similarities as far as your style. I never heard your name buzzing in the streets on nothing bad. You know, never you would hear your name, your artist name, or West Coast Cam. Never heard that. So salute. Salute, like, especially in the hip-hop world. I was going to say, if it was out there, it got past my ear. So salute to you. And just being the guy that you are, the inspiration, your divine power, you're just an amazing being. You have this light around you. You know what I'm saying? You know how you see?
Man, that's good.
You just have this Yeah, you have this light around you. You light up, and it's real solid. So let me stop so we can get to your music, so these people would know what they need to go and purchase for those who are not fans and for the fans, because there's a lot of people that are tapped in. I'm sure I had a lot of people hit me in my DM. I even had someone that hit me and said, "That's my nephew." I said, "Well, tap in. Your nephew's going to be on the line."
And that's right.
Period.
Hey, we're going to get into this album, but the technique before, like I spoke on earlier, I think we've talked about it before, but tell us about the name technique and how you came up with that name at such a young age, bro. And then you professed it because you are, I mean, like she said, unique technique or however you want to spin it, it's special. Tell us about that name, bro.
All right, so you know, back when in our first, first leg of hip hop, you know, when we was, you know, we used to rap battle a lot, and you know, you come to them rap battles, and you have to have your stuff together, you know. So the way that we would prepare for our rap battles is we would study instead of reading regular books. We read the dictionaries and the thesauruses and, you know, encyclopedias and all of that stuff. So that's kind of what we were on. So me and my bro, Pac-10, we were sitting up and was like figuring out some names that fit. But the names were being figured out by reading definitions. So when the definition for technique in its general sense, the normal diction, then that's where it was like, nah, that you might be on or something, like that might be it. So, you know, we tried it out, and it wasn't what I was calling myself. Is when they started calling me it, that's when I was like, all right, for sure. They, you know, because, you know, you ever heard somebody got a name and he'd be like, man, I ain't calling you that. You know? So it was never that, you know, it was never that. And once the young lady started saying it, then, hey, it was good as gold. That's what it was from there on out. So, you know, the definition of technique, a way of carrying out a particular pass, the execution or performance of an artistic work or scientific procedure. So, you know, that's how, you know, that's how I put my thing down. So that's what it is.
Right. And it fits you. And it fits you to this day. You are a technique, a technician. And one more thing I thought about, and we're going to get into this album. But how did you like hold it together being, again, like I said, I'm looking at that video, being so young, the youngest of the crew. I'm sure everyone was young. You guys were experiencing all the things, young celebrities and all that. But how was it for you being the youngest? I mean, you know, 14, 15, 16, and just be a little hood, even if it was around long, you know, everyone knew you. How did you deal with that and not get too much of a big head? Like, even to this day, you're ahead of your time. But how did you deal with that as a youngster, bro? Like, I'm sure it was a lot of pressure, bro. Like, just being a
young. Now, we went through it.
You know. Go ahead.
No, I was saying we went through it all. I mean, I went through it all as far as, you know, the pride, the ego, the, you know, all the things that a youngster is going to experience when they put in that type of life.
Right.
But then, you know, you also deal with everything that come along with that, that kind of shapes and molds your character and kind of humbles you. So I'm thankful for being exposed to what I was exposed to so young, because that's what, you know, your experiences is what builds your character as a man, and learning from certain mistakes and things that, you know, because the trip thing is, and I say this, like, in a rap game, with me being so young, my mistakes didn't go like, oh, he's just a kid, he's just a youngster. I got charged.
Right.
Anything that I did wrong, they held me. They charged me as an adult with it. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So it was you know, some of the, you know, even the relationships that would have to be mended, it wasn't never credited like, oh, man, he was just a youngster, he didn't know no better. They like, oh, nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, charged.
No
like,
pass.
You know, yeah, no pass. Wow. You know better. You know what I mean? And I tripped on that. But, you know, I never, you know, it's like lifting weight. You know what I mean? It's going to be hard until it's not hard no more. So that's kind of how I looked at it, is exercise. I took the good with the bad and kind of just ran with it, you know, throughout my growth and development.
Right. That's what's up.
It did.
And you know, I just wanted to know how you dealt with it. And then especially the females. I know they was on. You was a youngster, bro. Like, you know, fly. You
yeah,
know
he was
me.
A
like,
cutie pie. Just
yeah,
very
you know, I don't
want to
say that. Pause. I'm a man. But, yeah, you were a fly young
I know,
bro,
so
man.
I put it out
young
there
man,
for
bro.
You.
So I know they was on.
Man, we had our fun. I say that. You know what I'm saying? We had our fun, you know. But also, I was a young father. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
It was never one of those things where I could just go like super crazy. You know what I mean?
Right.
I had my son came. I was 17, so you know
right.
I had to grow up pretty quick in that sense. And really just jumped in the gear on that. So you know I was already, you know, paying bills and, you know, helping baby moms and doing all of that.
Right,
you
right.
know, as a teenager,
right.
I would drop my.
But you
yeah,
did, yes.
Yeah, I was
yes,
dropping my son off at daycare
it,
and then going to school.
Man, the 17-year-olds
yeah,
weren't
know,
doing
that.
Technique.
To you, that.
Yeah, they weren't doing
yeah,
that back then. Technique.
Like.
So you are special, bro. Because you know, not to even say that because that should be celebrated, but it's not normal. So
right.
for you to be like you just said, already on it, man. Like that's again speaks to your character, bro.
Salute, yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, definitely salute. Absolutely.
Nah, it's
shame,
all been
shame.
A blessing, man. I'm proud of the journey. I'm proud of the journey for sure. You know, so that's,
right.
that's again my message to the youngsters. Like whatever you might be going through, just keep going forward. One foot in front of the other, you're gonna get where you're going. It might take you a little bit of time, but don't ever stop because you don't never know, you know, what God is preparing you for. You know,
right.
and that preparation might take 10 years. 15 years,
right.
you know what I'm saying? But just continue
right.
to keep on locking in and going with your heart where it's leading you and making sure you're just acquiring as much knowledge and gain from, you know, wisdom from those that you can look up to, you know, along the way.
Right, right, right. Beautiful, beautiful.
Master timing.
Like, I knew that,
yeah, like
that,
I said,
people,
you know, people, they talk to me about artists that I work with, but they don't factor in, you know, my age at the time. So when I speak of, like, Snoop and Mac and, you know, anybody from Battle Cat to, you know, to Cube to Dub C to anybody that I've encountered, these guys were my mentors. I don't look at them as, like, artists, fellow artists that I work with. Like, nah, these are guys that was just, they was already way ahead of the game anyway. I was on training day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Right. Wow. Wow. So, people that's listening, again, you're getting a treat tonight. You know, it's a treat for me as well. You know, I have brothers like this on the show, man. It's beautiful, bro. So, everyone, this Technique, he's live in the building. Eastside Long Beach is here. My homie got a new album out right now, The Patience of God, Part 1. Or what are you calling it? Season? What is it?
Season 1.
Season 1. What is behind the season opposed to Part 1 or whatever, Volume 1? What is it with the season?
We're going to be dropping. The goal is to drop every season. You know,
okay.
So it's four quarters in a year. So, you know, I came up with the season because sometimes, you know, you ever binge watch the season of a show?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
That's kind of the vibe that I got from it, and it's more to it behind that. Like, we're dealing with the audio aspect of it now. Then we're going to take it into the visual. Then, you know, it's also a book in the works. So, you know,
okay.
Just for everybody to know that it's a lot more to look up to, I mean, look forward to. I actually have a pretty extensive catalog in a sense that, you know, people are like, yo, what happened to Tech? Like, man, why he ain't, you know, out doing this and doing that? That doesn't mean I wasn't working. You know what I mean? I just wasn't
right.
Dropping music
mm-hmm.
because
right.
Just the climate of the rap, climate of the game, the transition of the whole culture vulture aspect of this music business now, I wasn't intrigued, wasn't excited to be a part of it. Because we came from, you know, our foundation is so authentic that, you know,
mm-hmm.
I never felt the need to compromise that authenticity for a quick buck, you know?
Right, right.
So,
right.
Not saying, I mean, I don't know if it's good or bad, but it feels good in my spirit, so I'm all right. You know?
Right,
well, that's
right.
All that matters, right?
Right.
It makes sense then, right? It makes sense.
That
right.
Part. Make it make sense.
So
like
now we at the point of, you know, opening up that vault of, you know, it's a lot of music, man. It's a lot of music. So, you know, I pray that we got time to be able to get it all off and for it to be recognized by the people and, you know, each one teach one on what it is.
Right.
And let's get these numbers up to where they need to be.
That part. I want to get into the album. I know I keep saying that, but I just keep – one more thing I want to ask you. You kind of spoke on it now, but what keeps you even inspired? Like, even like you said, it's times and seasons, but even for this album, what inspired you to, okay, let me get back in here and inspire you to create and just even want to put something out there? Because like you said, now it's fickly, you know, people don't appreciate it. You know, all these different type of things. And it's totally different music out there right now. You know, what
right.
inspires you to, you know, want to create something, man, and give the people something right now?
All right, well, it's a few things. One is practical. And I'm in the Chevys. I'm in the lowriders and classic cars. I got a few that
right.
I'm actually building right now. One is a little bit close to hitting the streets. And
okay.
I wanted to have my own music bumping in the whip. You know what I mean? So I wanted to be able to create something that I could ride to. So that's another reason why you're going to hear a slightly different tone to the swing of the music a little bit, because it's definitely geared to be played in your ride, whatever it might be, but just vibe out.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you know, so that's probably the primary piece. And then the lyricism is tucked in there. It's in there.
It's in there for sure. Yeah.
Right. So you'll probably hear certain references that I'm making to the cars, because this is, I geared it for certain whips. And
right.
So that's one thing. The second thing is that, you know, the hip hop has always been therapy to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. The world could be going to shit. As long as I got a mic and a place with a nice beat that I can get these thoughts out of my head, how, you know, however it may land, I'm good. You know, it's a therapeutic thing for me. So I'm doing
right.
music regardless of what the trends are, what's popping. You know, we just built like that, man. And that's the same
right.
as, like, you know, Snoop or any one of them. It's no coincidence he the biggest name in the world when it comes to hip hop, because he actually
right.
loves music. That's it.
Right.
Like, if he not doing it, he listening to it. You know, music is
right.
is definitely a major part of his universe. And
yes.
that's what we came up under. So, you know, it's in, it's not on us. You know what I mean?
That part. And with the album too, you only got a few features. I know you are always particular with your features. I know you could probably get a feature from anyone. What made you go with the features you chose? And they are all unique. Like, of course, you got the homie D3. You know, shout out to him, because I don't hear enough of him. That was a cold feature you had with him. And the
right.
Chopping Blades, or a whole nother level. You know, you kind of switched it up and branched out on that. And the track you got with Young Noble from the Outlaws, you know, which I listened. I was like, I was trying to, and I was like, boy, that is a hard song right there. How did you choose the
right.
features, and how did that come about?
Okay, so P-Section, you know, D3 is one of those MCs that's really been pushing for some time on a local level. And, you know, I've seen his grind. I've seen his growth. You know what I mean? And I respect his pen as far as lyricism. And he got a dope, unique voice. He remind me in a sense of Badass in many ways. You know what I mean?
Right,
and it's
right,
funny
right.
because I tell him, like, I had to grow to accept that. You know what I mean?
Because right.
it was like nobody could replace B.A.D. to me. Like, I don't even want nobody even reminding me of him. That's bro. You know
right.
what I'm saying? But then,
right, right.
you know, what I learned with D3 is that, you know, his homage that he pays to Badass, and the fact that Badass really enjoyed his,
okay.
his funk and his charisma. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Like, that, all that
right.
means a lot. So just coming up, and the way he put on for Long Beach and everybody in it, you know what I'm saying?
And he was overlooked, too.
You know, depends on what overlooked.
I mean, if
you
outside
know
of Long,
saying?
I mean, I know he pushed. They were, you know, it was a time, you know, D3 was out there pushing. And then, I don't know, I think he got locked up. A few things, different things happened. But
right,
I
right.
just feel he was overlooked, like you said, opposed to people really seeing his real talent, is what I mean.
Right, right. And that's another thing that garnered my respect when it came down to, true, bro, because just the same as like a Badass or any one of us, you know, one thing about it, when we first did our first song in the studio with Snoop, Dipping in My Lolo,
mm-hmm.
that record came about from the names that was buzzing in the city, and that's kind of been Snoop formula, like who is the dopest up and coming. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, Badass had his, you know, he had to put his work in, and, you know, I had to put my work in. This is before the internet and all of that. So, you know,
right.
to see brothers who push with that same type of formula, like, yo, I'm me, bro, and I'm going to push my line for me. Like, that's where
right.
my respect comes from. It's not about a put on. It's about you putting your, getting out there and doing your thing. And,
right.
One thing about D3, he stand on his own too as his own man, and he pushes line, and it got to be respected
right.
at that sense. So, you know, I always root for the underdog, you know. I'm an underdog,
right.
you know what I mean? So I
right.
always rooted for the underdog. I always roll with the underdog when it came down to it, and this ain't no different. That's why, like, you hear, you know, VIP section, you hear myself, D3, and even, you know, speaking to Crook and getting him to be a part of it. Was an honor. He's another, you know, underdog,
right. Ooh,
underdog,
ooh,
underground
yes,
giant.
Yes.
You know what I mean? This
yes,
dude's
sir.
A giant, you know?
Yes, sir.
So it's
yes,
always
sir.
An honor to work with those who recognize the grind, that love the sport of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? And I respect respect technique enough to be like, bro, let's get down. You know what I mean? And so there it is. And I really, that's one of my joints on there, the VIP section. It really
That shit hard. I got a different side
that,
of D3.
West Coast nostalgia.
I ain't going to lie. D3, I got a different side of D. Like, he spit on that shit. Not to say he doesn't spit, but it seemed that I got a different side of, I don't know, it seems to me, you know, of D3 on that track, you know.
Yeah,
so,
he was real comfortable
dope.
In that pocket, huh?
Yeah, he was, man. He got off on that.
And also,
so, you know,
not to cut you, but shout out to Uwe, man. Uwe is another one coming out the city. Got the vocals on deck. Got a great vocal range to him, you know, as far as that continuing on that G-funk vibe, you know, I don't want to put that tag on it, but that real soulful vibe that really tied into the hip-hop. So these are guys who, you know, are students to, you know, the polarizing Nate Dogg era and, you know, everything that helped shape and mold this West Coast sound for decades. And these are the babies.
Right.
You know, you can't deny your babies, man. You can't, you know,
right,
even when
right.
the similarities there. You got to just know that, man, you know, it's in them, not on them. They ain't trying to be that.
Right.
They don't know nothing else.
right.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So that's how we pick those features. Really, for this particular season of Patience of God, it brought itself together because I wanted only the records that flowed with each other to make that,
right.
that record. So, I have so many features that didn't make it, but again,
okay.
we got
different
seasons for that to come. So everybody stay tuned. It's just the beginning. I want y'all to definitely go check that out. Like Sis said earlier, good, bad, or indifferent. I want to hear the feedback. You know what I mean? And you know
what has been the feedback so far? For even just say start from the city. Okay. Beautiful.
It's been lovely. You know, those that have had the moment to check in. And again, we just on the digital phase right now. The physicals
right.
will be arriving real soon. I can't give you the particular date, but they'll be coming real soon. And just to give you all a heads up, it's going to go, each one of these projects will probably go digital first because I want everybody to just vibe to it. And then, you know, we'll have some physicals available and, you know, may everybody get
okay.
on board and rock with it.
Okay. But check this out. We're going to rock with it right now. I know we talked enough. We tapped in with the homie. We're going to tap in a little bit here and there. But I want to play this album, man. I want to give the people a bar. It's West Side Wednesdays. We're on the east side of Long Beach tonight with the legendary Technique. And this is his new album, Patience of God.
Technique in the house, y'all.
One. Let's go.
Let's go.
This is Clark Duff. Alias Super Soul Brother with a special bulletin for all Super
yeah.
Soul Brothers and sisters.
Deliver us from evil.
Thank you.
Shine the light.
We grew up in the city, graduated to the state. International transition for food on plate. Start in the hood where they fuel us with hate. Graduate from fades to the tools of your fate. To break the cycle, I'm sure few can relate. Elevate us all to a greater state. Remember hustlers smile back in 88. West was rebuilding hip-hop in 9-8-88. Delta, bounce, rock, skate, while the money flip. Lil' honey dips, tugging at that money clip. You can drop a bag off or you can gone. Miss me with the funny shit, recognize the buy-in. Shit you try and tie in. If it ain't 100, don't waste time trying. Through the youth, they blood suck the truth. We back, gloves and boots, mean mugs and coats, we gone. To send the scud through the booth, keep it real, save a life, or go ahead and light in, for a back and forth, yeah, okay, bite in, till the death, may your life be exciting, the sweet sword or the words in my writings. So many levels to these wars that we fighting. I don't need awards, just adjust my lighting. Shining like Rick the Ruler, rolling on Dana Dane. Dougie Fresh, none cooler, mixed master fading this. Jerry Curl dripping hard, ain't nobody fading this. Plant the seed, unearth the God, body of curvaceousness. Shoddy self-service on the way to all aces. Too advanced to be mulling on some basic shit. Time travel, world travel on a different places. Seen it all, done it most, one hell of a place is it. Know you on the west coast, how we figurating shit.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella, straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the world famous. Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella coming straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the G Lou Show. You know what I said? The G Lou Show in the house.
Turn the lights on. Yeah. Come on. Rap game's faster. Young brother thought he had the rap game mastered. Yeah. Rap game master, young brother, thought he had the rap game master, huh, but he was caught up in the rapture, slave master, had the black man captured, track to track, forget a black man traction, trouble man, gotta get a black man action, full motion, to the black man cashing, we was burnt at the stake, the black man ashes, Muhammad, they kept calling the black man cashes, dogs and Philly clubs beat the black man ashes, white man say kill him, if the black man passes, niggas blind, had to get a black man glasses, bodies drop like flies, another black man casket, pow pow, another black man blasted, hella resilience, how the black man lasted, God body, how the black man crafted, G bodies and coops, how the black man smashes, on the road to riches, till the black man crashes, dashes, over bad bitches and screens, next generation can stand on business, the fiends out of worship, it's just bad business, it seems, bending over to please, all these ass kisses, the dream was to overcome, word to Martin Luther the King, I'm with Farrakhan, brothers not new to the scheme, it's a marathon, Nipsey blew forward the lean, said they wanted all of the smoke, till we blew through the steam, hit a scream, what it means, that God is not a mystery, black, we've been winning since day one, another victory lap, rap game faster, young brother, thought he had the rap game mastered. Yeah, rap game master, young brother, thought he had the rap game master, huh, but he was caught up in the rapture, slave master, had the black man captured, track to track, forget a black man traction, trouble man, gotta get a black man action.
We intend to force you to make a decision, because we cannot live like this. In this world, and if we are winning
man. I'm hungry.
Fresh off the presses, applying pressure to pressure, y'all can never address us. Pressure to pressures, it don't get no fresher than this. Fresh off the presses, applying pressure to pressure, y'all can never address us.
Alright, come on.
When it hit, no, I never
let's pay the haters a visit. With the latest exquisite rectangular Chevy box, and let's swap and kid it. What you doing, we did it. Say did it, he did it. He say he did and he didn't. Just stay the fuck out my business. Leave my haters to witness. Gangsters moving in silence, God moving compliance. Disrespecting the game, now that I ain't keeping it solid. Mascots in the hood, put no work in the field. Niggas work with the shield, these bitches making them valid. They chasing the clout, I'm paper chasing my route. I can stay in the streets so I can lay on the couch. All my haters can vouch, more they prey on my fall. I hurt their feelings like ouch.
Fresh off the presses, applying pressure to pressure, y'all can never address us. Pressure to pressure, it don't get no pressure than this. Fresh off the presses, applying pressure to pressure, y'all can never address us.
Alright, come on.
When it hit, no, I never come this.
100 return on my dividends, probably sit some balls on the whip that we sitting in. Get it in, we ain't nothing the same, it's a fact. I'm going out like a goat, y'all going out like rats. Hot sauce on my ramen before I eat with these snakes. Cut his head off, skin him, be a feast on my plate. Make a belt out you niche, loosen it up a notch. Releasing my anaconda while that girl all on my crotch. My bro asked me a question, take as we ballin' or not. I put in work on his court, I'm coaching, calling the shots. Survive the plan and the plot. Tricks and traps to the hood, quietly to my bread, I do this shit in my socks.
Fresh off the presses, applying pressure to pressure, y'all can never address us. Pressure to pressure, it don't get no pressure than this. Fresh off the presses, applying pressure to pressure, y'all can never address us.
Alright, come on.
When it hit, no, I never come
in. Original stand. My 64 naughty wood grain on my box, maneuvering brown landmines, taking shots as a landmine while whipping fresh J's out the box. Just a step in the booth when you dope as a kilogram, that's the shit that you do. Rick Flair, Ricky D, Young Bully, Eastside LBC, UCTEC, HNIEC, look at me, BX, 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 BX,
BX, pressure to pressures, it don't get no fresher than this. Fresh off the presses, applying pressure to pressure, y'all can never address us.
Alright, come on.
When it hit, no, I never commit.
Very African. Come and step in Brothers Temple, see what's happening. This is Brother Jay of the X-Clan, chilling with the G-Lu Show. Big up to all the gods and the goddesses. To the east, respect, bless.
Nobody holding you down.
I heard it talking kings and things.
Well, I'm already wearing my crown.
Real G's never left the game.
Right here when they come back around, put it down.
Always on the next level.
Yeah.
What goes up must come down. Always to the next level.
On the way up, catch me on the way up. On the team, we all ballin', don't miss layups, all for one for all.
Hella dedication, whole team involved. It's how they gon' pay up. Take it to the ship, ain't no turning back. Burn down the ship, we ain't going back. Whatever floats your best boat. Beach wavy with the breaststroke, let them know the best though. It don't get no better, super rock solid, hit them with your best blow. One shot opposition, no competition. Politicians can't stop the mission, I'm on my way out.
Time to elevate the game, circus was made for clowns.
Circus was made for clowns.
Every time they take flight on their ass,
when ain't nobody holding you down.
I heard it's talking kings and things.
Well, I'm already wearing my crown.
Real G never left the game.
Right here, when they come back around, put it down.
Always on the next level.
Separate the lame, shit hugging the road, segregate your lane, regulate the bitch, celebrate the queen, on the road to riches and diamond rings, I mean, this ain't grimy things, on arrival, probably collide with whatever you subscribe to, this is not a ride through, nothing that can hide you, lion's roar, walk through the ring of fire, bring the real pride through, take the head off the ringleader, all entertainment to a dreamer.
Time to elevate the game. Circus was made for clowns.
Circus was made for clowns.
Perfect time to take flight on their ass.
When ain't nobody holding you down.
I heard they talking kings and things.
Well, I'm already wearing my crown.
I'm on my way.
Real G's never left the game.
Right here when they come back around, put it down.
Always on the next level.
He right, his finest, all grown up, y'all. See Lou Show, you know what I'm saying? West Coast Wednesdays. Thanks for having a nigga. Shout out Big Boss, shout out Big Snoop Dogg, shout out Big D-Town, Big Trady, all my niggas, the DPG Dash, Warren G, the Twins, my cousin, Folsom Clint, OG Domino, all the homies, Lil Style locked up with her, bro. Shit, Technique. You know what I'm talking about? The Doggies Angels. Everybody, man, corrupt. Feel what I'm talking about? Roscoe, DPG. Badass. All my niggas, man. Y'all keep doing what he do. One love, y'all. He right in the house.
That they come from. They say we falling for it all. A bunch of dumb. Caught up in conundrum. Where these niggas come from? Lil mama looking with her looking at. Poking out a pom-pom. When you ballin', they be sidelining with the pom-pom. Soon you hit a snag, they be dialing 911. Marching band in the trunk. Rap a bump a bum bum. Big sixes on that thing going dumb. Try to hand it to your L, but I won one. But I already won one. Tried to hand it to your L, but I already won one. Sliding through the east side, baby. Glancing through the sunroof, stars in the sky. What has this world come to? We all gotta die, but I'm still asking why. You had to take my brother, pay my mother. I'm hearing voices in my head. Telling me to keep on going. But what they didn't know, his sacrifice his last breath for his loved one, sitting in the courtroom. Judge handing out area codes to those who wouldn't fold. Shit getting old, this world is
with your soul, never can we switch. Was born in a glitch, before we throw in the towel, throw in the pitch. Game on, touch bases or we home with the six. Better swing for the fence, team in the mix. From 15 to the west, to the north, to the brick. Southbound on Atlantic on my tip. Yeah,
fly to the east side, baby. Blasting through the sun, through stars in the sky. What has this world come to? We all gotta die, but I'm still asking why. You had to take my brother, pain my mother. I'm hearing voices in my head, telling me to keep on going. Keep on going. Through the sun, through stars in the sky. What has this world come to? We all gotta die, but I'm still asking why. You had to take my brother, pain my mother. I'm hearing voices in my head, telling me to keep
sunny
on
California.
Going.
Hey, if you're just tuning in now, this is West Side Wednesdays, the East Side Long Beach edition. We got Technique in the house. We're listening to his new album, Patience of God, Season 1. It's out right now. We're previewing the album. So if you're just tuning in, keep listening. Technique is in the building. Let's get into this new one featuring the homie D3 and Technique.
Sunny California. 710 is the interstate. Exit PCH. Make a left and go straight. When you arrive at MLK, welcome to the home of the great.
We in the VIP section.
We don't stand in the line. When you ballin' like a boss, you walking in free.
We in the VIP section.
Got the fifth block down. Everybody tryna be just like the air.
We in the VIP section.
Got the baddest in the world. They wanna be with a G like me.
We in the VIP section.
You need that bomb, baby.
If I pull up to the club, you know it's finna be lit. I'm the center of attention when I enter event. Percy Miller, ain't no limit to this. The outcome, not income, I won't enter a cent. All eyes on D3, I'm VIP, one of the greatest of my time, R.I.P. Ali. Name still ringing bells on these East Side streets. And I'm just getting started, I ain't reached my peak. I'm headed to the top, I'm climbing fast. Got every label on the West trying to sign his ass. Me and Technique trying to bring the 90s back. In the VIP section where you find his back, Different dollar, different time, different day. 710 South, I run the interstate. I love LA, you can tell the difference. Last blue city with that extra crippin', two ladders.
They travel far and wide to visit the East Side. State to state, city to city, town to town. That's how it goes down. And when you touch down,
we in the VIP section.
We don't stand in the line. When you ballin' like a boss, you walkin' in free.
We in the VIP section.
Got the fifth block down. Everybody tryna see just like the air.
We in the VIP section.
Baddest in the world. They wanna be with a G like me.
We in the VIP section.
You need that bomb, baby. I got that sauce, that pecan.
We in the VIP.
Parking lot, jumpin' like slice on the ones and twos. Side winners, we ain't never been the ones to lose. Dopest of the MCs, rappers better warn your crews. Beware boss, Long Beach megastar. Set the bar, set your EQ, shit lit. It'll blow a few shiny jewels. Standing on the couch in my Nike shoes. Unified on all ends, let them know we all in. What y'all wanna do? Gold, platinum, plaques, great walls with the legendary. VIP biz, baby, holla at the secretary. Study of the blueprint, roll out the carpet. Bounce out Chevy's about as cold as the Arctic. Bounce. Six foes next door to the market. Hella tune slapping out when we park it. TEC, welcome to the LBC. Reppin' live from the VIP.
I got a weapon off in my action.
LBC in the place to go.
VIP section where the thugs be sipping on bubbly like Bubsy. Luxury jackets hug me, the cigar smoke hovers above me. We till the door closed. Lil mama twerking off Norco's. Lord knows the torch goes in the wardrobe. You get cornrows. Bought a new squeezer on Artesia. Call that a North Pole. Chillin'. DJ mixing the hit records. The VIP section, we get it lit in like 6 seconds. Rap dudes who move like Shaq shoes. Nigga, we big steppin'. Long Beach, we in this bitch reppin'. We better together, never let them divide us. The love unified us. I used to ride the number 5 bus. Now the chauffeur, he drives us. Certified east side us, east side up. Yeah,
I got a weapon off
the in the VIP section. Boy, boy, we in the VIP section. Yeah, we in the VIP section. We in the VIP section. We in the VIP section.
State to state, boy, city to city.
We in the VIP section.
Town to town.
Yeah,
how it goes down.
We in the VIP section.
And when you push down,
we in the VIP section.
We don't stand in the line when you're falling like a boss. You walking in free, you walking in. Got the fifth locked down, everybody trying to see just like the LLC. Baddest in the world, they wanna be with a G like me. You need that bomb.
We in the VIP
sexy. We in the VIP sexy.
We in the VIP section.
What's up, y'all? What's happening? This is Queen King. I just wanted to say thank you for hanging out with us on our West Side Wednesdays with the amazing producer himself, King King Lou. We appreciate all of your support. Continue to rock with us as we will continue to rock with you. Have a great day, great evening, great night. Peace and love. Ashe. West West.
Water, brick rock, beach wavy on TikTok.
put in work like a sweatshop. Wear your vest to catch chest shots. Fuckers say they the best stock, cause they just not, just facts. They just flax when them labels come snatch some checks back. Shitting on them like X-Lax. Tailor suits and the best slacks. Sliding on them in the Madisons. Shining on them like that again. New whips, couple old schools. New nights busting old moves. If I had a twin, we come through with a double clutch. New rappers better huddle up. Plush guts, chrome and paint playing double dutch. Skip, skip, Willie Calhoun when I slide through on that Willie Hutch. Long live cartoon, then I resume doing plenty much. All the player haters wanna get me up to the crooked police trying to hit me up. I once went hard on a silly slut. The records say I had semi tuck, but I gone legit, now it's really up. 12 o'clock boy trying to willy up. Old school bust down like build me up. All gas, no brakes, ho, fill me up, I'm gone.
I've been blazing, rolling, chrome. Handling my business on my mobile phone.
What'd you say, bro?
I didn't have a good taste in my mouth about who's inside the industry, who really loves rap music, who I'm passionate about the art.
Be the best of whatever you are.
They gave the culture to the vultures. Little fish maneuver from the poachers. I got my gang from the coaches. Left the chucks do they bang on these roaches. Yeah, they gave the culture to the vultures. Little fish maneuver from the poachers. I got my gang from the coaches. Let my chucks do they thing on these roaches. Show my fangs on the vultures. Stepping in my lane, don't approach us. From where the Chevy swing in the solid, do they thing in this true blood. Slain with the locusts. Legends never die, we remain on their shoulders. Learn to throw the things from the shoulders. Maneuver through the lanes with the game that they showed us. Pick or a brain on a poster. Come a little closer. Yeah, look how refined my design is. Act like you know what time is and rewind is. Diamond in the rough, where you find this? Diamonds in the buff, shift the climate. Peep game. Knowledge yourself, build a guy flow. Watch smiling faces, don't anticipate your rival. Closest road dog, be the 5-0. Fuck the fast lane, homie ride slow. They gave the culture to the vultures. Little fish maneuver from the poachers. I got my gang from the coaches. Left the chucks do they bang on these roaches. Yeah, they gave the culture to the vultures. Little fish maneuver from the poachers. I got my gang from the coaches. Left my chucks do they bang on these roaches. Got my gang from the coaches. Let my chucks do they thing on these roaches. Got my gang from the coaches, let my chucks do they thing on these ropes. Yeah, they gave the culture to the vultures. Divided we collide, look how unified the coast is. Brothers known to ride and turn rivals into ghosts. Identify the enemies, eliminate the vultures. No funkin' over petty shit, elevate the focus. Bounce back harder when them devils thought they broke us. Hit the three wheels, make them count how many folks is. Swirling through the field with the armor of Allah and a melanated shield. We still serving all the haters, tell the way to chill. Redistribute pain, it's a hella way to build. Brick by brick, tough, you can puff, but you can't kill shit. That's how real it get. We right back with the multiplication. Each one teach one how we build nations. Peep the demonstration, equipped with God's patience. Pulse too thirsty, my flow is libation. They gave the culture to the vultures. Little fish maneuver from the poachers. I got my gang from the coaches. Left the chucks do they thing on these roaches. Yeah, they gave the culture to the vultures. Little fish maneuver from the poachers. I got my gang from the coaches. Let my chucks do they thing on these roaches. Got my gang from the coaches, let my chucks do they thing on these roaches. I
Got my game from the coaches, let my chucks do they thing on these roaches.
Technique.
I'm on a whole nother low. See, I'm on a whole nother low. Stay poppin' like I'm fresh about the kettle. Yeah, I'm on a whole nother low. Dollar signs, I see dollar signs. Dollar signs, all I see is dollar signs. Dollar signs,
got my game dollar signs. Let my chucks do they thing.
Slim lifting up the frame like an easy mount. Racing down a two-lane road, I'll bet the house. My dog in a 6.5 Chevy C10. He put it on Pablo and let the tires spin. Fly trap open late night like it's Bossa Nova. All my tree got color like Utopia. Slim stomping like I'm in a black fraternity. Back to back, all the whips had surgery. All I see is the coin, it's some crypto. Dollar signs, baby, lead the house commando. Killer wood with a jagged knife like a Rambo. Hog tie sick with it, that's the handle. Sipping on some clear, pour it in the water bottle. She walking in the gas station, runway model. Hit a Slim, level up like a cheat code. Level with the fish eye lens like a peephole. Slim,
I'm on a whole nother low. See, I'm on a whole nother low. Stay poppin' like I'm fresh up out the kettle.
Street life, take flight like a neighborhood hero. 2-3 seconds, 100 from the zero. Seen it all coming, Miss Cleo. Yeah, hopping out the juice like Cleo. I can't go super skinny, that's the latest drip. I steal wear my pants like an 80s crip. I can't go feel a vision Prius latest whip. Loud pipes, big wheels with the wettest drip. Look, everything old school, everything. 89 box coat whiter than I met a ain't. Suede headliner, leather wrap, everything. We ain't done shit. 20 come with 50, yo, you ain't buying shit. Stop playing with it, do the dash. Whole nother level, hit a Slim technique. Stick with it, block level.
I'm on a whole nother low. See, I'm on a whole nother low. Stay poppin' like I'm fresh about the kettle.
Life is a war, yeah. Life is a war. You gotta tune up your vessel. Let's go sink or swim while you learn the breaststroke. Red slope, so beach wavy on the west coast. Yes ho, pray to God so I think I'm special. Yes so, armor of a lot under the vest though. Wow, baby planes pissed right through the threshold. Oh my God, body living in the flesh flow. $1 million fly, why they think I'm breath flow? While we work to wake the dead, niggas yelling death bro. Think big, gotta know what's life after death bro. Gotta know what's life after death, bro.
Government fun both sides in the war. Prices sky high, I slide in the fall. Who gon' ride, gon' slide for the fork? Oh, oh no, I'm a side on the floor. Shot through the door, you striving for more love. Bulletproof, we slide in the score. Life, bulletproof, sweet, ride for sure. May the best man win, yeah. Life is a war.
Life is a war. Yeah, life is a war. You gotta get on your tip, bro. Sit low, candy paint dripping on the lip, bro. Dip slow, pay the cost till it's all legit, though. Just know, just to shine, we've been through some shit, though. Whip glow, unify, we ride when we divide, you see
go. Fully loaded clips, body dropping when them tips flow. Yo, that's just the gist though. Satan on this shit, the evils make a grip. Sit back and just sip slow.
Government fund both sides in the war. Price sky high, I slide in the four. Who gon' ride, gon' slide for the four. Call on, oh no, I'm a side on the floor. Shot through the door, just striving for more love. Bulletproof, we slide in the score. Lock, bulletproof, we riding for sure. May the best man win, yeah, life is a war.
Life is a war.
Jesus, posted on the curb with my ears to the speakers, ready to risk it all for a chain and some sneakers. I was working off the beeper, trying to hustle through the rain. The good die young, we got accustomed to the pain. Still the same, wanna change, but we never try. Imagine a bird that never got a chance to fly. They wanna clip your wings, gotta try to see some different things. See the growth and karma, positive energy bring. We gotta break the chain. Physically, literally, and mentally, homie, you gotta free your brain.
You got murdered, you a G. Got murdered, you a G. But the pain runs deep, then you finally free. You finally free, yeah. You finally free, yeah. You finally free, yeah. They lock the body, but the mind's still free. Pay your debt to society. Then you free, then you free. Now you supposed to be free, supposed to be free, yeah.
Man. Trying to lock us up and throw away the key. Can it be? Y'all deserve to be free. Let the Lord hold me free. Man, cost of life in these streets so cheap, so deep. Wish my people free. We all be.
Your former normalized, the living's an outlaw. Cadillac floating while driving in South Park. Watch how you hitting them corners while sliding on white walls. Flowers and some candles, a mark of a life lost. For memories, oh man, oh, we ride for the right cause, Lord. Find the beauty in light of our slight flaws. Free poison in the needle, we paying the price for it. Freedom and peace is how we justify war. Slapping down to Illuminati inside of a white Porsche. Until we see a ride on top of the white horse. Brothers are selling their souls, how much do a life cost?
Break the chain, physically, literally, and mentally, homie, you gotta free your brain. Open your mind, thinking long range. Peace of mind is the real bag. Stop thinking small change. We are to blame for the lack of love. We show each other different mothers, but still you my sisters and brothers. In the struggle, I'm striving to be a better person. It gets deeper, little homie, look up under the surface. Not worthless, matter of fact, you priceless. No dollar amount more than value of life, kid. Put down the devices and live a little more. Tomorrow's not promised to nobody for sure. We fighting eternal wars in our minds and our hearts. Searching for purpose, looking for life through the dark. Fighting eternal wars in our minds and our hearts. Searching for purpose, looking for life
what's
through
the
dark.
Stay free.
Man,
cost
what's
stay
the cost?
How much it costs to be free?
How much it costs? Free, come yeah. On, cheer.
Yeah.
Wow, wow. What a way to end the album right there. That is The Patience of God, Season 1, Technique, with many featured artists, as you heard. Incredible album, Tech, Incredible. Hey, man, way to end
appreciate
it, too. That song right there is, man, Noble did his stuff on that, man. Great way to end that, man.
Yes, sir.
What you guys are saying on there is powerful. I don't know if they heard it, man, but, whew,
man,
great album, bro.
No doubt, no doubt, man. And, again, I appreciate y'all for sharing it on your platform. You know what I mean? I'll be making sure to let everybody know to tune in to the G Lou show, man. It's this is it, man. This is the type of space that we need to just be able to vent, build, and share the art. So you've been doing it, man. I heard some awesome drops from, you know, brothers like E. White. And, you know,
yes,
it's a lot of unsung hero energy that I feel when I check out this show right here, man. So just keep it going. Wow. Keep pushing, man. We got to build on some other things too, because it's a lot that, you know, didn't go into this time frame, but we gonna chop it up,
right,
man, for sure.
Right. Hey, you know, you're always welcome, man. I can't wait to do it again, because it's always a treat, bro. You know, seriously, I really got a lot of respect for you, Technique, man, and I'm always
likewise
pushing for you, supporting you, brother. So I definitely can't wait to do it again, man. Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you,
Queen
Jean.
Hey, Technique. Salute to you. Salute to you. Blessings to your prosperity. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep being that genuine, solid man that you are. And, all of that. Just keep being you. You
that
are amazing. You give... Yeah, you give such a good vibe. Your energy has to be just ooh wee. So, that's what I want to say to you.
Well, we're gonna keep building. Hey, and it's well received too. So I appreciate you.
Now before we go, we gotta put the plug in about your glasses now, because we need that plug on the glasses you be sporting.
Uh oh.
We gotta put that plug in.
We can't get out here without speaking on the beach wavy, man. So
all
the listeners over to beachwavy.com, beachwavy.com, beachwavy.com. My exclusive pair, we partnered up with Walter Hill Sunglasses to create the T800 flat face T800 blacked out. When you got
the
them on, man.
The real
Logo. Yeah. When you got them on, man, you got the windows up, man. They got the limo tint on them, so we call it windows up. So y'all stay tuned for that. Me and Crook got a pretty dope commercial record where we doing our thing on it. I ain't going to speak too much on it, but y'all just stay tuned. Windows Up 24 is coming. So shout out to Walter Hill, Beach Wavy. You know, that's it. Everybody got to have it. It ain't even, you don't got to wait till summer. We going to rock the Beach Wavies all through the year.
Part.
It's a beautiful accessory to add to your wardrobe, y'all. You want your fit to be fit, you better get them beach wavies, because they got swag.
And don't even trip.
That
this
part.
Next batch come through. I got you, man. We're going to have to link
up
so I can make sure y'all lay.
Oh, wow. For sure. I appreciate that, bro. Yes,
but in
sir,
the meantime,
the legendary...
man, I welcome everybody to support. Go to beachwavy.com and stay tuned for technique.com.
There it is, the legendary Technique, y'all, LBC's finest. And I must say, man, this guy right here represents Long Beach to the fullest, man. Much respect to this guy. Make sure you go download that album right now. When you leave here, go look it up. It's on iTunes, on all platforms. The Patience of God, Season 1, Technique. Man, incredible album. Yeah. Much love and respect, Tech.
Yes, sir.
And
thank
I will
you.
Be promoting it. I will definitely keep promoting it. So, yes, much love, respect, peace and light. Ashe, King.
There it is.
Ashe.
Peace and love, y'all.
We gonna see y'all next season.
That part. Season 2 coming soon. We'll have him back here. Much love, y'all. From the east side of LBC, Technique, G Lou, Queen Jean, the G Lou Show. Peace and love. We'll see you guys next time. We're out.
Hey.
Good night, Kings.